Weatherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Back here on Rutherford Issues from WGNS, AMFM, and it is time to talk with Ryan Wallace with the Child Advocacy Center joining us again today. Ryan, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm enjoying this beautiful spring weather.
Yes, lovely outside.
Gets us kind of ready to hit the pool and maybe even the duck pond.
Oh, yeah. Head out to SportsCom for the Duck Derby.
Coming up, we'll talk about that here in just a few, and we're spending some time with you this month, especially in this month of April, to talk about child abuse prevention, and it is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we've got several shows and already have been on several times here to talk about that. That's something that we're trying to keep in the forefront of the minds of folks here in Rutherford County.
Definitely. This is a big month for us at the Child Advocacy Center. We're doing our Darkness to Light trainings. We've got the Pinwheel Garden up over at the Juvenile Justice Center, 1710 South Church Street. It's really cool to drive by, anybody that wants to check that out. About 700 pinwheels out there. They've placed 95,000 across the whole state to represent the number of children being born this year. So 700 is the number of children being born this year here in Rutherford County. And as we talk about in the Darkness to Light trainings, 1 in 10 children is abused before their 18th birthday. So looking at those pinwheels, about 70 of those are going to be abused before their 18th birthday. And that's just kids that have been born or will be born this year.
Mm-hmm. I know we've had some photos and folks saying, what is that, what is it for? They're blue pinwheels, right?
Correct. Blue is the color that represents child abuse awareness. They do the blue ribbons, sort of like the breast cancer awareness ribbons, but then we also use the pinwheels to represent children, kind of that youth and innocence, and also the fact that pinwheels need wind to move. And so we want to be that wind that encourages children and helps them grow and be safe, kind of as a pinwheel spinning.
So you said there's 700 out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there any significance to that number, or is that just, part of the 95,000 across the state?
That is representative of Rutherford County. Okay. There should be about 700 children born this year in Rutherford County. So each county is doing their local expected amount to add up to the 95,000.
I gotcha. Okay. I figured that all those numbers, if it's a statewide thing, it had to mean something here in Rutherford County too.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and what you're saying is of that 700, 1 in 10 of those, or 70 of that 700, mm-hmm. before the age of 18, statistically, will be abused in some way?
Mm-hmm. Will be affected by child sexual abuse, and that's the number that we're trying to bring down through our prevention trainings and things like that, so that, that number is down a little bit from statistics in the past, and we want to continue to see that decline.
So what has led to this decline? Where have we come from, and what's led to that?
Well, in the past, it was reported about 1 in 10 many years ago. Then it rose to 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 6 boys. And we feel that was due to actually an increase in reporting, not an actual increase in child abuse. So that was kind of a good thing that more people were reporting it and getting it taken care of. And because of that more reporting and more conversation about it, the most recent statistic shows that it's come back down to that 1 in 10 number. And so that's due to more reporting, getting these perpetrators off the street, getting them prosecuted. Also more, I think, of a less taboo subject in our society. More people are talking about it, aware that it's out there, and taking steps to protect against it. And then also prevention trainings like our Darkness to Light training, getting information out there, making sure people have the correct information, and teaching them steps and ways to protect against it and how to handle it if it should happen.
Also, I would think that somewhere along the lines, the sex offender registry and the fact that it's there, it's accessible, and this is something that follows the perpetrators forever, maybe is you know, a deterring factor for those who are sexual abusers.
Yeah, definitely. More resources like that. Technology has obviously made it a lot easier to locate perpetrators, you know, find out where they are in relation to people. There's lots of websites where you can look up where they are in the area. And also technology in the hands of police detectives, being able to track these people down, getting, you know, phone records, computer hard drives and things like that, makes it a lot easier to prosecute and have evidence against them to get them locked up.
Ryan Wallace with the Child Advocacy Center is joining us today. And you mentioned the darkness to light training. And I think that has to go a long way as well with more people that are equipped with the knowledge to recognize that this could be going on.
Yes, definitely. It's something we're really, really excited about at the Child Advocacy Center. I know I've talked before, we've already trained a lot of organizations, Murfreesboro City Schools, the Murfreesboro Police Department. We just, in the past week, trained all Rutherford County school counselors. So any child that has an issue that goes to any Rutherford County school knows that they have someone they can go talk to, somebody who's trained on how to handle it, who to contact. You know, these people are professionals. They know this information, but it's always good to have a refresher. And I think the darkness to light training is a very engaging, powerful training that really drives home that information. I've had people who have worked in childcare for 20 years, have been through multiple child sexual abuse trainings, and they tell me this is the best one that they've ever seen. Just how powerful it is, the stories from survivors that you get, and the quality of the information that's given.
Ryan Wallace from the CAC, Child Advocacy Center, is here with us today as April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we're talking about several things going on here in our community. You said there's something coming up tomorrow, too, right?
Yep, we're having an awards ceremony tomorrow for our partners in prevention, all those people and organizations who are out there day in and day out working for children, trying to prevent child sexual abuse, and trying to help children heal from abuse. Just going to be a short ceremony. We're going to give out a few awards to people who have really, really excelled this past year. This is something we did last year as well. We're trying to make it an annual thing. It was a big success last year. So we're going to give out a few awards, the biggest being the General Weitzel Award. General William Weitzel is our district attorney, has been for many years, was a founding member of the Child Advocacy Center and is on our board of directors. He's done so much to help prosecute child abuse perpetrators and get them off the streets, and has helped out the Child Advocacy Center so much. And so we've created an award in his name that we're going to be giving out. Also, BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse, is going to be there and give us a short presentation. A group that does great, great work. And, you know,
they were here recently, I think, on the square last week, maybe.
Okay, yeah, yeah. They're a great group that we've worked with a couple times to provide support to some of the victims that have come to the Child Advocacy Center, kids that are scared and need some protection.
Yeah, what they
feel safe.
They kind of want to be the barrier between, you know, the victim and the perpetrator to keep, you know, I guess a safe distance and you know, just protect the child.
Right, right. And it can do so much for the child's mental state just to know that they're there protecting them. Most of these children are safe, but they don't feel that way. They've been manipulated, they've been harmed. And they just don't feel safe even in their own house. And so these guys do a great job of coming in and making them feel much more comfortable even in their own house. We'll sit outside all through the night and do awesome stuff to help protect them.
Ryan said that that's tomorrow, that awards ceremony is coming up tomorrow. I guess before we get away, and we've only got a couple of minutes left, want to make sure that folks know that the CAC Duck Derby is coming up in the very near future. I noticed some adoption papers downstairs. So
excellent.
You know, they're everywhere, it seems. They're all around town. Tell us just briefly about that, what it is, why you're doing it, and where we can get all of the duck adoption papers.
Well, this is our 7th annual Duck Derby. It's our big fundraiser for the CAC. We're selling or adopting rubber ducks that will race. You'll get a number, and we do multiple heats and race the ducks. And the overall winner can win up to $5,000, but we have a lot of other great prizes too. That is May 17th at SportsCom. You can adopt your ducks, like you said, with adoption papers that we have at businesses and organizations all over the county. Or you can go to boroughduckderby.com and adopt your ducks there. We also have our derby party coming up on May 3rd at Five Senses Restaurant. That's just to kind of gear up for the Duck Derby. We do food, and we're going to watch the Kentucky Derby. There'll be a silent auction. Those tickets you can get on boroughderbyparty.eventbrite.com. And that's just going to be a real good time getting us ready for the Duck Derby.
Well, I know that you're going to be on a couple more times before, and we'll spend... You may have to bring some of those crazy ladies with you sometime, you know.
Some of the quack team.
Yeah, some of the quasi quackers. I can't even say it without messing it up. But anyway, we always have a lot of fun with it. It is a serious subject, obviously, but it's really cool to be able to have a fun family event surrounding what is really an organization that deals with such a delicate subject.
Yeah, and as always, I mean, it is a serious subject, but our number one focus is the kids, and, you know, we want a day for the kids to come out and have a good time, games and stuff, and let them splash around in the water with the ducks and just relax and have a good time.
Ryan, it was a pleasure again. I'm sure we'll see you really, really soon.
I'm sure you will. I love being here.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ryan Wallace joining us from the Child Advocacy Center here on Rutherford Issues. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to wrap things up here in just a couple of moments.
Rutherford Issues with Ryan Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.